My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
I hear those ice cream bells and I start to drool.
I love Rocky Road.
Keep a couple quarts in my
for the first time. Too bad my son's playing basketball right now.
Our Rejoinder voiceovers and our Rejoinder music match.
Yes. I love Weird Al.
There's just one flavor good enough for me. Yeah, me.
You know, he wears on you and grates on you very quickly.
Not if you open up.
I'm ready to slash your throat. Yeah, thanks there, Russ. Because there's five panes of glass separating us, you feel comfortable doing that.
Hey, we're talking about worms, viruses, Trojans, rats, all those nasty, yucky things that are trying to get to you. And one of the discussions we had earlier was Louis brought up this thing called a rootkit that he felt like it's not important for people to understand what it is. But, of course, that's not the premise of this show. Whether you think it's important or not, we'll let you decide, but we'll still tell you what it is. Because it's actually a pretty nasty way to kind of get at you. A rootkit actually goes back to the original Unix days, where Unix being a very large corporate-level operating system, you have different security levels in a lot of software programs or operating systems.
Like in Windows, the top level is administrator, right? That's like just the absolute top. That's the pinnacle. That's where all the geeks want to be.
That's also, you have full rights to do everything and anything to the computer. Well, you can actually go to a level that's underneath that, when I say underneath, invisible to all of those users, by going to the root of the system. In other words, you take advantage of known kind of backdoors, if you will, to access the system in a way that your antivirus software would have no idea that it was there. It's just a sneaky way to get into any kind of computer, Windows, Mac OS, Unix, that kind of thing. And it can be done at a level where you're installing something like Louis was talking about, if you Sony got a big black eye for having a rootkit in their music CDs. And they were doing it to try to curtail piracy and some other things, and probably figure out how many people have what CDs and, you know, those kinds of tracking things that everybody loves to do now on the internet.
The two bad things they did is they didn't tell their customers.
Yeah.
Which is the big, big bad. But the other bad is that by putting this thing there, this rootkit, they potentially expose your system to other really bad things that wouldn't be put out by them, but others taking advantage of what they put in your machine.
Not to mention they also put something in your machine that now is stealing a little bit of your resources, and it's invisible to you, so you don't know it. All you folks that are out there going, man, my machine is slow, and it's just...
This is probably not the reason.
Yeah. It's not that a rootkit in and of itself is in there and causing you to have a slow machine. It's probably your appetite for everything that you can get your hands on that you've installed, and you got 15 icons across your
But it was free,
desktop.
Ken.
Yeah, exactly. Free is always scary.
Smileys on my email. And I got to have that.
Free is always scary unless you're getting it from our approved software section on our website.
Where do I find that? Because people always ask, look for where it says approved software. Big, big, big letters, the biggest letters on the entire page.
On the datadoctors.com page, so check that out. So just be really careful about what you open, what you install. You know, if you just stick to my machine does exactly what I need it to do, nothing else is going to go in here. That alone would probably save you an enormous amount of stress. Is this a moment of clarity?
The zen of computing, right? Isn't that what it's simplistic. It's simple. It's like feng shui. It's very just enough, but not too much.
Something like that. Let's go to the phones here, and other than Louis, let's talk to real callers.
Real callers? Like Herb or Herb?
Herb. Hey, welcome to the computer corner. How may we be of assistance?
Well, I've got two small problems. I go to my system properties on my desktop.
Yes.
And I look, and it tells me my hard disk controllers have those little yellow exclamation points by them. And one of the things that I'm not seeing anymore is my CD drive.
I hate when that happens.
And then, of course, I've got the old, your computer is using compatibility mode paging.
Well, now, what version of Windows are we talking about?
It's 98.
A Windows 98?
Yeah, SE.
Yeah. What you're referring to, and and this is kind of going back in the Wayback Machine a little bit here.
Big time.
But Windows, in the early days, like of Windows 95, when it first started to become very hardware specific, it tried to identify very specifically how to control each part of your computer. And what you've got right now is kind of Windows is set back to a more generic form of recognizing devices plugged into your machine as far as hard drives, CD-ROM drives, things like that.
It doesn't really have a good handle of exactly what your hardware is. That's where you're getting those.
And I've changed the CD-ROM drive a couple of times thinking that the plug and play would pick it up, and it does on the boot up on the initial screen.
Right.
But then when you get into the Windows desktop, it doesn't show it.
Right. It's you need Windows doesn't know how to talk to the hard drive controllers and the CD-ROM drive controllers and anything that's plugged into that cable in general. It has no idea how to talk to it properly,
okay.
And so it's just doing the best it can to limp by. So what that means generally is that you need to find the right driver. So you got to figure out, is this a brand name computer that has not had replacement parts put in which case?
No, it's a gateway computer that has had some additional parts, a couple of USB cards put on the PCI slots, and
I'm a really good driver.
My guess is that you could try to go to Gateway's site and download drivers and put them in, but it's probably not going to solve the problem. My guess is that some of those extra cards you put in, you've got too many things trying to take up a certain limited number of seats.
You know what, Herb?
And you're all out of resources.
Hang tight. We're going to put you on hold. I'm going to help you off the air because this is one of those only Herb cares questions.
Probably.
And we're going to break anyway, so we may as well do a little tech support.
Herb's got a little problem with musical chairs and too many dancers, not enough seats. We're going to fix him up when we come back from the break.
We're going to tell you how you can send people photos without them being attachments so that nobody has to worry about, is this a worm? Or is this legitimate? So when we come back, it's the Computer Corner. Ken and Brandon tell you how to safely transmit photos.
Please listen for all our sakes. Please, we beg you.
It sounds so